Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about on this live edition of Free Talk Live. Ian is off this evening, so I'm in the driver's seat. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. There is also the Skype line. For those of you who are not familiar with it, I'll tell you. It's all you have to do is look up username lrn.fm. That's as in Liberty Radio Network. So lrn.fm is the username, and you send a contact request, and then you can call in on Skype. And generally, you're going to sound better on Skype. Obviously, you have to have a pretty good internet connection. Can't be out on dial-up using Skype. But that's how that goes. So I saw this story, and I think it's worth talking about because it shows the sort of arbitrariness of the government and their fines and rules and things like that. A town mistakenly posts signs threatening $250 fines for uncollected poop from dogs, and then they're told that the fine is only $25. So they go ahead and change the law to fit the signs, not changing the signs to fit the law. So if you thought that somehow the government bureaucrats had some kind of wisdom as to how they go about, deciding what the punishments are for given things, like not picking up your dog's waste. Well, this just goes to show they have no clue at all. Given the, this is coming from the blog at jonathanturley.org. The town of North Hampstead has made a rather interesting decision that seems to confirm the view. But by the way, it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Oops, I forgot to push the button. Can you believe it?
And Dead Mike, Johnson. I deserve that, though, for not being in the studio at the right moment. I had some paperwork to print out for a friend next door who needs money.
The town of North Hampstead has made a rather interesting decision that seems to confirm the view of many that some laws are solutions in search of a problem. The government put up new signs around the town threatening $250 fines for dog waste violations, but received complaints that the law actually sets the fine at $25. A typo had increased the fine tenfold. No problem, the town said. We'll change the law to match the signs. So town officials said it would be cheaper to raise the fine than to replace the egregious signs. So town board is holding a public hearing, and that's what their plan is. So there you go. That's the wisdom of your government at play.
What's the fine difference? I didn't hear that part.
$25 versus $250.
And it's cheaper to raise the... Well, of course it's cheaper to raise the fine.
Sure, it's easier for them to do that. It is to change some paperwork. It just changed the law. But I think that it just goes to show that these people, whoever they are, that are doling out justice and deciding on the rule of law and all that stuff, there's nothing magical about this. This is just people saying things. And so when they make a mistake, and they print up a bunch of signs that are, increase the fine by tenfold, they just increase the fine. They don't actually go back and, oh, whoa, $25 was the right punishment for leaving dog waste around. Now, if you're going to entrust lawmaking to a group of people, you would hope they'd have some kind of wisdom as to what the punishments would be.
Your God doesn't make mistakes.
Right? Apparently, there's...
Do you dare question me?
That's what it's... I mean,
it is really an offshoot of that, like, sort of ancient mentality of rule. The rule of law, because the lawmakers are, you know, they are the,
they're wise.
The elite. They're the wise. And
look at,
they're,
look
they're
at
better than you.
Solomon got the credit for being the wisest guy around. People would, oh, extol all the things that he said, or whatever. I have a feeling he probably just took a bunch of sayings that were around already and rebranded them personally. But, you know, nonetheless, he gets the first 29 of the Proverbs. And I mean, I guess what bothers me about this is that we put faith in the officials to keep order and to punish properly. Punishment's really important, right? Like if you underpunish, you don't manage to achieve what you're hoping to do, right? Like, so if the fine is a penny for leaving dog waste around, people will throw a penny at the dog waste and walk away, right? if the fine is too high, then you're going to create a level of bitterness. You know, and that's only going
people
to...
People are going to throw dog waste at your city hall.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's still drug use in countries that will chop your head off for having marijuana, right? Like, that doesn't stop them from, stop people from doing the, just committing the crimes. But you look...
Actually, at that point, it might make sense to just leave the dog waste in City Hall and just pay the $250 fine. At that point, it might be worth it.
If you can get the dog to get up on the mayor's desk.
Or just anywhere in general.
There you go, Fido. Give it to the mayor.
Have him leave a nice, juicy one. Just say, here you go, $250 right on the table. Here you go, I paid my fine, bye.
And this is, for me, this rule of law concept used to be very important. I really believed that, look, if we could just, you know, the rule of law is important, and it's what keeps, it's the glue that keeps society together and that kind of thing. But then, over time, the rivets on that philosophy got popped for me. I think that the things like this, where you get to see, huh, these people just make this crap up as they go, and they really don't care about justice. They just care about just them. And the then I would see things like, oh, I don't know, I'd like to use the example of Charlie Rangel, you know, tax dodging, and the House censures him, but there's no punishment to that. If you and I get caught dodging taxes, then we go to jail. When you see these politicians, and honestly, it trickles on all the way down to the police. My dad, when he was a deputy sheriff, he would tell the story about this guy that would hand out tickets, and the joke was that he would give one to his mother.
Right.
But if your police officers hand out tickets, and tickets prevent people from speeding, and speeding is bad and dangerous, don't you want every police officer to hand out a ticket to their mother? I mean, isn't that the glue that keeps society together? So, like, right there, it's understood that there's a back-scratching, log-rolling kind of situation going on that a police officer wouldn't give his mother a ticket. Well, I would hope a police officer wouldn't give their mother a ticket. But once
I wouldn't. I would hope that they would.
It seems nuts, doesn't it?
I mean, to me, it seems like it would make perfect sense that they should be giving tickets to, you know, because it's like, hey, you should feel like morally justified in what you're doing and say, hey, I'm protecting you. You should be proud of me, Ma. Because, hey, you were going
works, though, right?
5 miles over the limit, and that's unsafe, and so you should feel proud of me because I'm giving you this ticket right now.
But it obviously, that doesn't work to prevent people from speeding. I mean, there's plenty of people listening to me right now that have had more than one speeding ticket.
Maybe there's some people listening to you that are speeding right now.
There probably are. I tend to think that, in fact, what the whole speeding arrangement is about is just revenue collection. If you catch somebody doing something wrong once every, 10,000 times they do it wrong, you're not going to punish them effectively because 9,999 times they can get away with it. All you're going to do is collect revenue. And, you know, there's lines on county budgets and state budgets for revenue collected from tickets. They know that they make money doing it. If there really was a speed, if the speed limit was really the limit, the safest possible speed at which you could travel on that road, then they wouldn't give you a cushion of 4 or 9 miles an hour or whatever it is over the limit. And they just put up speed cameras everywhere. if I mean, they're a lot cheaper than cops. They don't need pensions or anything like that. You just put up these speed cams, and they'll kick out a ticket, and the person who owns the car gets a ticket. And that would actually prevent speeding in the area. If you get a ticket every time you go through a particular area too quickly, you will soon not go too quickly through that area. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest small interest libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Want to tell you about LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, they make it easy for you to get common legal documents. We all need these common legal documents. If you don't have a will, you desperately need to get one because the government will decide what happens to your stuff rather than your family and loved ones or you. So go to LegalZoom.com, use coupon code FTL, and you can save $10 on your order. It's a lot less expensive than going to an attorney for these documents. And they ask you some simple questions, and they fill out the form for you. It's LegalZoom.com, and use coupon code FTL. So we just read a story about a place called North Hempstead, and they ordered a whole bunch of signs to entice people to pick up after their dogs. And this is really stinks, right? Like, you're out of the park.
Is that intentional?
It is an unpleasant experience to be out of the park or wherever and step in, some dog crap that somebody just didn't clean up after their animal. Look, I understand there are certain circumstances that maybe you don't clean up after your animal. Maybe you live in the country or something like that, and they go do it in the forest or something. But if you're living around people and you have a dog, you should clean up after that dog because somebody doesn't want to have to clean up their shoe because they stepped in it. It's rude as it could possibly be.
Sometimes people don't clean up, and I live in an apartment complex, and I see it lying on there, lying on the ground. I'm like, really?
It's
in
rude
an apartment complex.
Yeah,
like that's even ruder than a park, I think.
If you've got an animal, you've likely got a leash. I keep plastic bags just tied around the handle of that retractable leash, just so that I have them convenient right there. But anyway, the town printed up these signs, and it was a typo. It was a $250 fine on the sign for not cleaning up after your animal. Turns out it was a $25 fine. So they threw in an extra zero. But it's an important zero. So this $250.
Do you think they would have kept it if they threw somehow accidentally threw in two extra zeros? Well, now it's a $2,500 fine.
Well, then you can just go through it with a razor blade and scrape off the one zero. It was a $250 fine. So what they're doing is they're raising the fine for not cleaning up after your animal rather than printing new signs. Now, I'm not saying they need to print new signs. I understand this sort of utilitarian reaction here. I get it. And it doesn't bother me that much. The problem with these fines is people rarely get caught for them, so they're not much of a disincentive for the behavior. I think it's far more useful for people to just shame the individual who doesn't clean up after their dog. But then there's some people that seem to be beyond shame, so, nonetheless. What I think is important here is when we look at, is the government the right organization to figure out what the punishment is for a crime? Because they're the ones who do it, and the punishment's important. Too little, it's no deterrent. Too much, it'll embitter your residents. So this is a tenfold.
Why do they care about embittering people, though? Why is that a problem?
Governments that spend too much time embittering people tend to fall relatively quickly. I mean, that's just kind of how it goes. A government has to keep people relatively happy. Let's go to Andrew calling in from Utah, listening to 1450. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello. So, yeah, this doesn't have anything to do with dog poo, but as far as when I talk to people, they're like, yeah, oh, cool, I'm a libertarian. And then I realize, talking to them, that they're a total statist. And they're... I mean, we've all run into these people.
Sure.
And they're, smaller guy. No. And, I'm trying to explain to them non-aggression principles. So I wanted to get your guys' kind of quick take here on what's the best way to explain the non-aggression principle quickly and effectively to someone who is delusional or anybody, anyone who is actually open-minded.
Well, I would first I would quote it, which is basically you will not use force or fraud to achieve political or social goals, which basically means that you will not initiate force and against anyone. And fraud is basically a type of force, but you won't steal from, you won't hit somebody, you know, you won't lie to them in order to gain something from them. I think there are lies that don't fit into the non-aggression principle. But
I think with America, as far as the propaganda and the brainwashing, is that the word initiate, it comes into a problem there. And they'll be like, well, what if someone hits me? Well, that's not initiating it. That's defense. You know?
So are you claiming that Americans are too stupid to know the word initiate, or are you claiming
that's the problem?
Well, then that's an opportunity to explain to them what the word initiate means, I guess. That's kindergarten stuff, right? Like, you're not supposed to be the first person to hit somebody. That's why the non-aggression principle, very few people disagree with it. And what I like about somebody who will claim to be a libertarian but may not be, you know, a libertarian on every issue. As a matter of fact, this is so common that there have sprung up words to describe people that use the non-aggression principle to apply to every situation. They'll call those people voluntarists. Some of them use the poor choice of the term anarcho-capitalist, which I believe throws in some of the two most vilified words in the English language and sticks them together. But I spend no time defending that, but you know, some people use that. Other people, I've heard.
I like to put a little bit of a Russian accent on it too when I say capitalism, capitalism,
and the anarcho capitalist. Anyway, so when somebody says that they like you know, the ideas of liberty, that's great. That's good. We have a place to start from. Because do you realize that your position on X, whatever that might be, is contrary to libertarian thought, because what you're doing in this circumstance is you're using the government as your agent to initiate forces against somebody. I'm not asking you today to somehow fix all the problems in the world. What I'm asking you, sir or madam, is to simply look at the issue and take the red pill. Look at this from the standpoint of the ideas of liberty.
And then they say to you, well, you're clearly not a libertarian because you don't believe in freedom. We need to go over there and kill them brown people that got freedom.
Well, that's fine.
If you were a real libertarian, you'd know we need that for freedom. We need to kill all them Muslims.
Andrew, I hear this stuff. He's not kidding.
Right. I know. Me too. And I'm like, whoa, okay. Now, they're just using these words, like libertarian, they're using that. Somehow it's become into the vernacular where now a so-called conservative can begin calling himself that.
Yeah, they absolutely can. Andrew, I think this is a great topic, and I want to talk about it just a little bit more, but I'm going to let you go. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Y'all. Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5090. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5090. That's 1-800-467-5090. Call 1-800-467-5090.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free. The letters F-R-E-E spell out 3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind, as Andrew did. By the way, we're LRN.FM on Skype. But Andrew called in from St. George, Utah, and he brought up sort of some of the difficulties of people calling themselves libertarians that aren't libertarian. And that can be pretty frustrating at times, certainly. I know my co-host, Ian, by the way, it's Mark with you this evening.
And Johnson.
But my main co-host, Ian, gets very frustrated when people use the term libertarian to describe themselves when they may or may not have a libertarian view on every single issue. I'm much more big tent. I'm willing to call anybody who kind of falls within the 80-80 section of the Nolan chart. If you haven't seen it, it's basically, rather than sort of left and right, it's left and right and then authoritarian and and libertarian. So, you know, really what it's about is how much government intrusion, not how you want to use the government to intrude on people's lives, but whether you want to use the government to intrude on people's lives. And I'm willing to say that somebody who's mostly libertarian is a libertarian. I'm fine with that terminology. But some of the things that were brought up, Johnson, is there's the idea that, well, you don't believe in freedom because you don't want to use the military to go around the world and help free other people, right? Like, the people in Iraq are freer now that Saddam's gone, right?
You don't want to pay my Republican welfare.
Well, that's what they call them. That some people call the military Republican welfare. But first off, I think Iraq's a really great example, because are the people in Iraq really that much better off without Saddam there? I don't know that that's a true statement. I don't think you can make that statement. You know, you may prefer the situation over there, depending on your, you know, where you are politically in Iraq. But let's not forget that things are still pretty messed up. I'm not sure that it's entirely can be claimed to be a solution. So anyway, that's one of the reasons why I don't advocate it, because unintended consequences. Whenever you use, well, actually everything has consequences, but whenever you use the government to get what it is that you hope to get, you get all these unintended consequences that you didn't expect. They were foreseeable because, well, we've seen what using the state to solve problems is like. We've been doing it for millennia. But people still continue to make the same mistakes. So, Johnson, why do you think it's what would be your rebuttal to somebody who says, well, why don't you want to use the military to help people be free? You can go over there and help them be free.
Sure, you can do that voluntarily.
Well, but we don't have a voluntary military. We have the military we have today. Why does this have to be theoretical?
Well, because libertarianism is theoretical.
Because the ideas of liberty don't exist, really. They're not really implemented. You can kind of see it used here and there, but I guess it is theoretical. So,
unfortunately, you know.
What I would say is if you force me to pay to go free whomever it is, wherever it is, or force anyone, because, I mean, anybody who's in the United States is being forced to do it, then you're essentially turning them into your slave. They may or may not agree with your decision and what you want to do. Like, so if I'm a Sunni Muslim who's moved to the United States and, I was born here, but my ancestors are from that area in Iraq, and I actually support Saddam Hussein. It really is wrong to force me to give my money up to go fight your war. I mean, you know, if it's voluntary, you can raise money. The fact is, wars have been fought voluntarily. The Irish Republican Army raised money in Boston for a very long time to fight its war against England. In the Armenian conflict in World War, I think this was around World War I. This might have been a different Armenian conflict that was... Anyway, Armenians did fundraising in the United States and around Europe for their fight that they couldn't get, help with. So I think states, because they can extract money from people involuntarily, they have held this place of the keepers of the military throughout history. And I'm fine with that. That's okay with me. But it's really when you find a state that goes out and does adventurous kind of things like the United States government does, there hasn't been a year the United States hasn't been at war since World War I. I mean, the constant battles are going on somewhere doing something.
Well, we're the world's police. America's heroes.
And, well, I mean, some people see it that way. Other people see it as exactly the opposite. And that's
like
why...
if you live anywhere else in the world.
Some people... I don't think most people in the world really think that much about the United States. It's like, whatever, those people.
I don't know. I think if you poll people about it, they're like, yeah, they're Americans. They don't mind their own business.
So I don't think that you should... I think that any conflict that's worth fighting, you'll get enough people behind. I think you could have fundraised for the Afghan war or the Iraq war in the United States and gotten money, enough money to do some things. There's a tremendous amount of waste that went on in those wars, trillions and trillions of dollars. You'd have to have a leaner, meaner fighting force. There's no doubt about it. But Yeah, that's the idea.
But we need to have leftover Bearcats to send around all the country. I mean, we need to have...
The Bearcats aren't left over, by the way. Now, MRAPs and a variety of other vehicles maybe coming back from Afghanistan or never gotten shipped over. But there's a lot of that stuff in Afghanistan is just getting scrapped. There's Army contractors cutting brand new engines out of MRAPs, throwing them on the ground so that they can be sold as scrap in Afghanistan so that they can get another engine sent out. That's what these contractors are doing, and that's how they're making that kind of money. It's a bottomless pit of money, and that's what Americans have no clue.
I've heard stories about that from people who were in the Navy, where they would take, you know, like they would have excess tools and stuff like that, and if they had, you know, if they needed, you know, they had surplus or something like that, and they needed more money in the budget or whatever, they just throw them in the ocean.
Yeah, well, what the idea is...
They just throw tools into the ocean.
If they didn't need the money that they were going to have that year in the budget, if they weren't going to use the entire budget, they would throw all their tools away in order to get new tools so that they would use up the budget, because if you don't use the budget, then next year you get a lower budget, because you don't need a higher budget, so they'd fill it out. Another complaint about the initiation of force is that essentially you're initiating force to take away somebody's privilege. So, for instance, many people feel threatened by the ideas of liberty because they or somebody they love has a nice, sweet, cushy government job. Now, by no means do I think that everybody in the government feels this way. Most of the ideas of liberty I found out from law enforcement officers working for the government. So I don't believe for a second that everybody feels that way, but some people feel threatened. And this I like to make the analogy to slavery in the antebellum South. If you advocate for the freeing of a slave in the antebellum South, and I don't think there's very many people listening to me that would say, oh, no, that's a bad idea. So everybody believes that people need to be free. The person who owns that slave did pay money for that labor, the lifetime labor of that individual. So... is it right or wrong to advocate that somebody's property be taken away from them? I contend, since that property has volition, that yes, it is right. However, you know, somebody has sort of a stake on the other side. And, I mean, you know, that's where the conflict comes in. This is why people feel threatened. This is what politics is. This is what force is. It is a threatening thing. So you pit people against each other in this manner.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, politics is in some way, many ways, it's like just sort of a subset of philosophy.
Okay. How so?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like you have, for example, you just made an argument there when you said you would argue that because they have volition, that property rights, you know, their personal human rights trumps, obviously, their, you know, the right of the property owner.
Yeah, Aristotle didn't think you could have a free society without slaves. Crazy as that sounds.
Right.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock Solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Johnson.
855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, be it Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, wire transfer, or I think the easiest way is just making a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching. You'll want to call ahead and make sure that they've got shared branching. They usually don't put that in any kind of ad. I wouldn't know how to necessarily find out. But once they do, you just go there, you make a deposit in a particular account, and you'll have your Bitcoin within 24 business hours. It's ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in U.S. or Canada. You can even do it from your smartphone. They've got an app at ExpressCoin.com. You can use the coupon code FTL, and you will get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice at no fee at all. So you go to ExpressCoin.com, you use coupon code FTL, and you purchase less than $40 worth of a cryptocurrency to try it out. You don't have to pay any fee. It's amazing. And, you know, a lot of people getting into these cryptocurrencies, the Bitcoin, seems like it's here to stay. And it's the people who get on early that benefit the most. ExpressCoin.com. Let's go to Mike in Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to tell you guys about something that happened when I was living in New Hampshire. This happened, like, you know, maybe 8 or 10 years ago. I just turned you guys on, and you were talking about, you know, initiation of force and private property and all that sort of thing. Well, I had an incident where I used to be really into putting neon lights under cars and stuff. Now, I think, I mean, some people might think it's silly, but I think it was a really cool idea.
Yeah, I think it's. I've always thought it looked neat.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I had a purple one in my Jeep Cherokee when I was in New Hampshire, and so I put the lights under my Jeep in New Hampshire, and I had called up the. I was having problems getting an inspection sticker in New Hampshire, because supposedly if the lights are attached under your car during an inspection, they can fail you and they don't pass you and you have to take them off.
The existence of the lights underneath your car will cause you to fail an inspection?
Correct. And that happened actually a couple of years before I left New Hampshire.
All right.
Why is that?
Because the lights are not DOT approved. I had purple neon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does there like a list of things that are DOT approved? I mean, is every part made by every car manufacturer on this list? Or is there a specific subclass, are there like classes of things?
It's one of the things where if the inspection station isn't sure of it, they call down to Concord and they get an approval from the quote unquote commissioner, whoever that is.
I see.
So, anyways, what happens is, I was getting a little nervous, so I call up the New Hampshire State Police one day, and I'm on the phone with a state trooper, and this is, you know, way before I knew anything about what the state was or anything like that. And he says to me, if we pull you over on, this is during the day now, he says, if we pull you over on the side of the road in the middle of the day, and we do an inspection of your vehicle on the side of the road, even if those lights are turned off, if we find that light kit underneath your vehicle, we can scrape your inspection sticker off, take your plates away, and rip the lights from your vehicle and leave you on the side of the road. This is what the state police said that they were going to do if we find that light kit under your car.
What a bunch of fun guys those jackholes are.
Yeah, and I mean...
Keeping you safe. Safe from the light kits.
Yeah.
Ah, lights. No, I'm blinded by the light reflecting off the pavement. Ah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's like I just wanted to have fun. I mean, I didn't use them on the road. Well, once in a while here and there during the winter. But
I've seen people use them on the road. It's not what could it possibly do?
Because it's supposed to be distracting to other drivers, which anything can
be. How about those new blue lights that people have for headlights?
Well, clearly, Mark, the police are protecting people from violent criminals like rapists and murderers, and those light kits are obviously raping and murdering people's eyes.
Well, if we're worried about somebody having lights on the road distracting people, let's talk about the blue and red bars that they've got on the top of their cars. I mean, try driving past that, you're blind.
Yeah, it's just... and then I had, when I went to go get an inspection sticker, the guy who was inspecting my car, my Jeep Cherokee, he put it up on the lift and he saw it. He was like, those lights have to come off. And the owner of the inspection station came out, and because he knew I had them too, and he was standing right over. And this is all because of the nature of the state, the violence that's behind it. That's all it is threats. That's all the state is threats. If you don't do what you're told, we're going to take your inspection sticker, we're going to take your license, and that means you don't get business, and it's just, this is all comes down to obedience to a Leviathan. That's all it is.
They make it abundantly clear in certain circumstances, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can't, I mean, this completely violates not only the non-aggression principle, but it violates your right to be happy. It violates... to an extent, the free market, because it's like these companies are producing a product out of thin air. That somebody came up with an idea to make lights for under cars, and you can't put them in your car because this gang says, oh, you can't do that in our state. It's just, it's ridiculous. Like, you can't have fun with anything. Ever.
Yes, they are the no fun squad. There's no doubt about
it. It's kind of funny, too, because
thanks for the call.
I'm reminded, too, of the fact that here in Keene, you know, the businesses in the area are also not allowed to have up lighting.
Oh, so you can't have lights underneath your sign to illuminate it?
Right, exactly. Or on the side of buildings, which is a very attractive look, I think, when buildings shine those lights on the side of the buildings, and it, like, you know, kind of gives a little texture and pattern to the side of the building, and it looks really nice. But then you might not be able to see the stars around, you know, more...
I appreciate that, I've got to say, but I also understand that...
Yeah, because all the uplighting is going to affect your ability to see the stars out and...
Oh, it does. I can see the ambient light coming out where I live, there's no doubt about
from
it.
From where?
From Keene, the thriving metropolis of
Keene. But Keene doesn't allow uplighting, so it can't be, Mark, you're lying.
There's plenty of lighting that comes out there. But I get it. Like, I'm not. The thing is that I understand that in the absence of people that are able to just put out arbitrary rules that cover a large geographic area, that there's going to be some, there's going to be some friction. But I think that the net benefit of it is a plus. And that's why I advocate for it. I think that there should be small geographic areas that make their own rules. Now, I don't know if those areas will be cities, if that's the best, because, you know, many times you look at, let's take Chicagoland for instance. If you've ever been there, there's no such thing as a city of Chicago. There's this giant metropolitan area that's cut up into smaller areas, and they all have their own sort of different rules, and they abide by their own little sets of rules. I only advocate for that on smaller levels. I think that different communities need different things and that states are a problem for them. I think it's interesting that, you know, in the state of New York, there was something that came out today that I posted to Free Talk Live's Facebook page, facebook.freetalklive.com, talking about New York City seceding from the state of New York, and how that would really be better for them because they send a lot of money up to Albany and they don't get as much back. New York State is a drag on New York City. But I can assure you the people in New York State are like, we hate New York City. They just create all kinds of problems for us as far as their lobbying in Albany for their benefits, trying to get their money back. And this is what the government does. It pits one group against another. I today had I saw a Facebook post, and I think it kind of addresses many of the core issues that people think about when they are thinking about adopting the ideas of liberty. And I think that can be very difficult for people. Sometimes they're like, oh, well, practicality is a real concern in this area or that area because they can't imagine how the free market might deal with something in the absence of just sort of state-sanctioned force. I think that there would still be force in a freer market, but it would be employed far more judiciously. And I want to go over that here, some of the things that the concerns that this lady had. And I'm not going to use her name because I didn't ask her, but I think that she has some very good questions. The number is 855-450-3733. If you've got ideas or questions about the ideas of liberty, I'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. We'll play What If this evening. 855-450-FREE.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for Girls Night Out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.